In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We've come to that time of year when we're asking for your pledges for the coming year so that your vestry knows how to budget for next year. Since I'm just here for a short time, this is my only opportunity to talk to you about stewardship. And, it being my favorite topic, and yours too, I'm sure. So let me say right up front, I'm not asking you to do anything that Linda and I aren't doing. Linda and I began tithing to St. John's right from the beginning when we came here, and we will make a pledge. We haven't yet done that, but we will make a pledge for 2022, even though most likely you will have a new rector by that time. But we will pledge and we will keep our pledge. Well, I say it's my favorite topic and yours with tongue in cheek. For after talking about stewardship for the 39 years that I have been a priest, I kind of know what the people in the pews are thinking when we get to this time of year. I've heard all kinds of comments on stewardship from the people in the pew. I've had people say things like this to me: I invited my friend to come to church today, and if you had told me that you were going to talk about stewardship, I wouldn't have done that. And my response to that is always, well, that's why I didn't tell you. I have, actually, I have five friends in church today from back in Church of the Redeemer, and they may not have known they were coming for Stewardship Sunday either. All this church ever talks about is money. That's another thing that we hear at stewardship time. My answer to that is not so. It's not all we talk about by a long shot. Another thing I hear from a few people is, you shouldn't ask us to pledge. You should live on what we put in the plate and just not talk about it. My answer to that is, how would you know what to put in the plate if we didn't talk about it? And then there's this one. When I come to church, I want to hear about Jesus, not about money. But if you listen to the teachings of Jesus, you realize that Jesus talked a lot about money. He used money to teach about the kingdom of God, as in the parable of the pearl of great price and the parable of the lost coin. 16 of his 38 parables have to do with money. He warned us that money could be a barrier to our relationship with God. For example, he taught us that where our treasure is, there will our heart be also. And in the gospel today, you heard Jesus say that it's harder for a rich man to get into heaven than it is for a camel to go through the eye of a needle. And you might have heard that and say, well, boy, that lets me off the hook. I'm not rich. But if you compare yourself to, 95% of the people on earth, you are rich. You and I are rich. I don't think there's anyone in this room that isn't rich with the things of this world. He actually told the rich young man in today's gospel that he should sell all that he had and give the proceeds to the poor. He lifted up as an example one virtuous poor lady who gave all that she had to the temple treasury, just 2 pennies, but it was all that she had. So Jesus talked a lot about money. Why? Well, because money is one of the most powerful things in life. We all know its power. We know the stress that comes from not having enough of it. And some people never get enough of it. It can ruin friendships and marriages. It can destroy trust. It can become more important than anything else in life. That's what Jesus perceived to be the problem with the rich young man. And so his remedy for him was just to get rid of it. Get rid of these riches that have become too important to you, and give the proceeds to the poor, and then come follow me. It's so crucial. Money is so crucial that 3 of the 10 commandments have to do with money, including the first and the last. While there's much negative power in money, there is an awful lot of good power in money. It's enabling us to put a new roof on this church. It's enabling us to fix the bell tower, and hopefully by Christmas we'll be able to hear the bell ringing beautifully. Money builds churches, hospitals, schools. It makes wonderful works of art possible, beautiful compositions of music. It helps those who are called to spread the good news of salvation to do that. And not to be overlooked, it enables the ministry that takes place here at St. John's and through St. John's as the sacraments are administered regularly. The Word of God is taught and proclaimed. The sick and the shut-in are visited, and the poor are given relief. Think of all of the good that has been done because of people giving their money in this place just last year or just this week, for instance. But then extend that back through the generations and think about all the good that money has been able to do. It's this kind of work that makes a pledge drive necessary. But if we didn't need to have a pledge drive, let's say St. John's was a wealthy parish with a huge endowment, which it isn't. We operate on what you give. But let's say that were the case, that this is a hugely endowed parish. We would still need to talk about money because of the spiritual element in it. If we don't deal with it properly as Christians, it can be a barrier to our relationship with God, and that means it can be a barrier to our very salvation, the salvation of our souls. Our stewardship theme this year is every perfect gift. And that's a wonderful theme because we can use that theme to summarize the Christian faith. It's what Jesus' earthly life was all about. Giving himself to others through teaching, healing, forgiving, but most of all, of course, for dying on the cross for the salvation of the world. In that giving of himself, he became not only a sacrifice for sin, but also an example to us all of how to lead a meaningful life, a life full of meaning. The world tells us that the way to successful living is by getting all you can, making yourself the center of your world. Jesus showed us that the way to true life is to give of your substance for the good of others. I remember reading that John Wesley, who was an Anglican priest in the 18th century and the founder of Methodism, exhorted his followers in this way. Make all the money you can, he said. Save all you can. Boy, do we ever need to hear that in our society. Save all you can. Give all you can. The Christian life is a giving life. We're here today to receive what our Lord Jesus Christ wants to give us, and that is himself through his body and blood. Yet he wants us to have this gift of himself so that we too can go out and give ourselves for others through the giving of our time, talent, and treasure. One of our hymns puts it beautifully and succinctly. To give and give and give again what God hath given thee, to spend thyself, nor count the cost, to serve right gloriously the God who gave all worlds that are and all that are to be. Amen.